Sandra was raised in poverty and violence. At age 16, she began a relationship with an emotionally and physically abusive man and considered this a normal marriage. She gave birth to her first child, a premature baby girl with severe physical disabilities. Sandra's life could never be normal now. She was mother to a child who would need ceaseless medical care, special education, multiple surgeries, and constant emotional support. Sandra learned her way through the medical, educational, and social service systems. Her daughter's care was her mission in life. A new infant, a disabled toddler, bankruptcy, and domestic violence locked her into a life of responsibility, exhaustion, and fear. Sandra was living in difficult circumstances, but there was no change. 8 years later, Sandra escaped. She utilized the women's shelter and the Department of Social Services, moved temporarily into her parents' small home. She was placed under Child Protective Service supervision, enrolled her children in new schools, and worked full-time. Sandra's life was now differently difficult. She was not being beaten and berated, but she had no place to live. For others in this situation, there might be some safety net for a responsible working mother with two children. Sandra's real challenge was just beginning. She was a newly convicted sex offender. You see, the incident that motivated Sandra to escape was that her husband brought his teenage girlfriend into their home. At gunpoint, he forced Sandra, their two daughters, and the teenager to play strip poker. Sandra had taken his violence, but this new humiliation of her daughters crossed the line, her determination to keep them safe. In the ugly aftermath of reporting the strip poker to social services, Sandra herself was charged as a sex offender for, quote, exposing her genitals to her children. Absurd as this may seem, she was convicted and added to the Virginia State Sex Offender Registry. By law, she'd committed a felony, rape, child sexual abuse, having consensual relations with a 17-year-old, or urinating in public, can be equal felonies. There is no pardon, no appeal. Registry as a sex offender is for life. Since 2004, Sandra has worn the scarlet letters, sex offender. Therefore, public and nonprofit agencies routinely deny her services. Pursuit of housing, jobs, education, and friends always requires disclosure. Disclosure is often followed by rejection, shaming, and shunning. Trapped by injustice, Sandra has never wavered from her commitment to raise her daughters. She knows that escaping her marriage was brave, that being a poor, single mother is hard, that life is not fair. She knows that she is strong and intelligent, and she knows that she is not a sex offender. Sandra has obtained a divorce, found a new job, earned credits at community college, and paid her bills. Her daughters have finished high school. A new phase of her life is beginning. Though she can never be free of the stigma her sex offender label brings, Sandra's determination, responsibility, dignity, and gratitude for the blessings in her life continue to inspire me.